WAFF television reported, so did some local newspapers, what I'm about to read. This is from WAFF, and then we'll go to our guest. You can look through them all. Up to his ears in legal documents, Philip Dean is fed up with the judicial system. Quote, that's the kind of court system we've got in Jackson County, Alabama. I want everybody to know, Dean says. So we put a sign in his front lawn saying, our court system is a joke. We have a picture of it on the website. Little, I guess the sign's about 4 feet tall, 3 feet wide, maybe smaller. A message landing him behind bars. I was in a cell about 4 foot wide and 6 foot long and nothing in it but a toilet, he explains. Arrest orders signed by Judge Harrelson claim Dean to be in direct contempt of court, even though the sign is on County Road 107, not in the county courthouse. The signs were so derogatory to the court that they could not be ignored, Harrelson responds to the local paper. With Dean locked up, the signs were removed. Before they would let me go in front of the judge, Harrelson, Dean says, they put me in leg shackles, they put handcuffs on me, they put chains from my legs up to my waist, they put a chain around my waist, they put chains from my waist up here and had my hands pulled up like this. With an apology, Harrelson released Dean after a day in jail, but the experience leaves Dean with unanswered questions. And this is a quote by Dean. When it gets to where a man hasn't got any speech in the world, what has he got? He asks. Answers he hopes to find with a new message already back in place in his yard. Now, this shows just the compulsiveness of the police, the compulsiveness of judges. They do this all the time, stuff like this. They're so compulsive now, they're arresting anti-war protesters when there's hundreds of pro-war protesters on the same sidewalk. They do stuff like this all the time. Or they assault you and then charge you with assault. They're on an insane power trip. This is the norm in history, not the exception. And with all the other Supreme Court and federal court rulings throwing out the Fifth and Fourth Amendment in the last 2 weeks, with just all this other stuff happening, I had a listener, and he needs to call into the show. I haven't been able to get a hold of him. Kelly Rushing, Lyon County, Kentucky, gave a state police officer a copy of a Ron Paul speech from C-SPAN, gave him a copy of my film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. Next day, the cop was waiting for him on the road, pulled him over, and said, you threatened me with those videos. He said, what do you mean? It's for your own good to know what's going on. The judge then told him in court, in Lyon County Courthouse, he said, you are guilty, and said, we're going to put you away, and he's facing a couple of years in jail for terroristic threats against an officer. These videos are anti-government, anti-police. Now, you can cower in fear, you can stand up and speak out against this. This is the mindset. It's really happening. And again, there's this article out of China. China arrests popular Tibetan musicians. How are we any different from China? Well, because there they'll execute you. And don't worry, the government's getting up to that point. Chinese state security officials have arrested a popular Tibetan singer and a composer, apparently because the implicit political content of their music, an official said, the singer and composer, known as Namkaya and Bachoka, respectively, were taken into custody around March 10th in Tongdun County, a traditionally Tibetan area, now part of northwest China's province, a police officer at the U.S.-based Radio Free Asia said. It was the security police who arrested them, said Tibetan police officer, and it goes on. So, again, how are we any different from China, where you get arrested for signs, arrested for your speech, arrested for videos? Bringing up our guest, Philip Dean. Philip, good to have you on the show, sir.
Hello.
Welcome. Tell us a little bit about yourself and why you put the sign up and what happened.
Well, I live in Jackson County, Alabama. I'm a logging contractor, self-employed, and I went through a bad divorce, and the mother was letting the children run wild and take drugs and into all kinds of trouble, so I took her back to court on June the 23rd of last year to try to seek custody of my two daughters. I have three kids, but I have custody of my son. Okay, when we went back to court, I hired an attorney that wasn't no good, and he never got it into court, so I had to get another attorney, paid another attorney, supposed to have been the best attorney in Scottsboro. We go to court, my ex-wife shows up without an attorney, and the judge gives the kids back to her. We proved that the kids were on drugs. We proved that she let the kids be neglected, but yet she wins the case. The judge gave the kids back to her. So at this point in time, I'm broke. So I go back to my attorney and ask him how much it costs to appeal the case, and he wants $10,000. So I tell him I have no more money. The appeal runs out, so I make these signs and put in my yard. They had been up about 2 weeks. I get up one morning to go for breakfast. When I come back home, my signs are gone. I call the Skyline Police Chief, and he tells me that county officers come out and remove my signs. So I call Sheriff Wales and ask him, and he says, yes, said Judge Harrelson sent 2 investigators out to read your signs, and when they read the signs to him on the phone, he told them to bring the signs into his courtroom.
So now the judge just doesn't have power in his courtroom. He's claiming literal godhood, the power of a Chinese emperor, the power of a Soviet ruler to not have. Now it says our county, our court system is a joke. What were the other signs?
I had a similar sign that says Judge Harrelson said my minor children aged 13 and 15 need to be with their mother even though she lets them smoke pot, take drugs, and run wild.
Okay, so now instead of civilly going after you or something else, he believes he's God. He has them take your property, no zoning violation. You're on a county road, 107.
That's right.
Out in the country. And these are little signs. You stick them in your yard, but they don't come up with some little technicality to try to get you. They just take your signs, take your property in America, something our veterans have fought and died for. What happens next? You call the sheriff, and he tells you this. What happens next?
Well, they didn't do me like they did Judge Roy Moore. They didn't have a hearing to see if I should remove the signs or have a judge to tell me to remove the signs. After they took my signs without a warrant, they stole my signs. I called Sheriff Wales, and he says, yeah, I said, the judge sent them out to get you signs and said he's going to lock you up for 30 days. Said his statement to me was he was going to lock you up for 30 days and teach you a lesson. So later that afternoon, about 3 that afternoon, 2 deputies pulled up, and I knew the one deputy, and he says, Mr. Dean, I'm ashamed to tell you why we're here, but said, we got to take you to jail. Mr. Harrelson has told us to bring you in and lock you up.
Now, whatever happened to police knowing that they're not supposed to violate the Constitution? That's why the oath is there, to protect you, police, so you can say no to unlawful orders.
There's no oath in Jackson County. The police does exactly what their masters tell them to.
Well, that's the same thing nationwide, my friend. So he said, please continue. He says, I'm ashamed. Next.
They take me to jail. He didn't even handcuff me. He said, come on, get in the car, and said, let's go to jail. I said, well, what am I charged with? He hands me a contempt order, says, these signs is of such disparaging nature that it just cannot be ignored. And they gave me a charge of direct contempt of court. But let me remind you now, the case, the appeals time and all was closed. There was no case pending.
Had nothing to do with that. He admits it's to teach you a lesson over the signs.
Yeah. He locks me up for direct contempt of court and says in writing that notify the judge when he is in custody and defendant is entitled to no bond.
So now there's no bond either. Okay.
No bond. They put me in jail. I could have no phone calls and no visitors. He says in the paper that he released me after 12 hours. He can't even tell the truth to the public. I was in jail for 24 hours.
Now, what was the name of the paper? I want to post that article.
It was in the Huntsville Times by David Brewer.
Huntsville Times, David
Brewer.
David Brewer. Folks, grab that for me and email it to tips@infowars.com, and I'll get it posted. Huntsville Times, David Brewer. I didn't see that one. Okay, so how long were you really in jail?
Well, you tell me. They arrested me here at my house at 3 that afternoon. Okay, it was 15 till 3 the next afternoon before I went before the judge, and then after the judge told me I was free to go, they had to carry me back to the jail to get all the shackles and chains off of me. So really, I was involved for about 26 hours.
Now, that's official oppression. That's false arrest. And I looked up the U.S. code. That's an easy win, $500,000. For the false arrest, $250,000. And for a day of false imprisonment, it now counts as 2 days. So I guess it's $750,000. Now, obviously, there are some major organizations now getting involved. We'll get into that later. They're filing complaints. They're moving forward. The Court Watchers Association of America and others are. Now, obviously, the judge was in a delusional power trip state when he said 30 days, but then he changed his mind and claims he apologized. Number one, is that true? Number two, why do you think he finally woke up that he was engaging in Soviet-style behavior?
Well, he's the god of Jackson County.
I'm glad you said that.
First off,
he is the god.
He is the principality. He is the god. First off, he put me in jail. My sister got on the phone, and she talked to just about every attorney in Scottsboro. They said, no way. No way will we touch
this case.
That's
why you've always got to bring in a lawyer or be family friends with them or family. That's the type I've got.
Yes, but
and by the way, with my lawyers, they walk in and devastate everything because they're not part of the system. Go ahead.
Well, all these lawyers told my sister not no, but hell no. Okay, one of the attorneys I was friends with in Scottsboro that I've known for a long time, he called my sister back on the phone and told her, said, I didn't tell you this, but you need to get out of Scottsboro and get your brother a lawyer because everyone in Scottsboro is scared to go up to God against the God, Judge Harrell.
So wait, he's called God.
Yes.
Now, folks, you've heard me call them God. In a lot of small towns, they're known as God. Just so you know, go ahead.
Okay.
So what did God? And I'm not trying to be blasphemous. He wants to be known as God. Well, you know, he's not my God. He's the God of this world, though. What did the God of this world want?
Okay. Nobody in Scottsboro would go up against him, so my sister finally...
Hey, show respect to him, you're going to get arrested again.
Yeah, well...
Nobody would go up against God.
Yeah, we'll go up against God, and no one in Scottsboro would go up against him. So they finally go to Huntsville, Alabama, and find me an attorney. So she calls me at the jail. They won't let me talk to her now. She argues and argues and argues... Well, they finally put her through and let me talk to my attorney. She says, I'm going to call the judge and I'm going to get you out of jail. So she calls the judge, which is God Harrelson, and he tells her, no way, I'm not getting out of jail. So she came up here. She was about an hour drive. So she gets in her car and she comes up here and she demands that they bring me before the judge, okay?
Now let me stop you right there. Here's a woman doing what men should do. And in Alabama, and Alabamans in wartime and statistically are known as people with a lot of courage, Alabamans will charge machine gun nests, but they grovel in cowardly fear, so do Texans, in cowardly fear of anybody with a tin badge or anybody in a black robe. How pathetic have we gotten as Americans? Go ahead.
Okay, she comes up here and demands they bring me before the judge, okay? He agrees to see me at 3 p.m. that afternoon. This is 3 p.m. the following day now that I was arrested. And he says to the paper that I was jailed for 12 hours. After 12 hours, he released me. Where did he learn how to count at? But anyway,
well, that's because he knows the rulings and the precedent, the laws. 24 hours, he's in even more trouble.
Oh, yes, that's because he's God. He can do this.
Well, you know, God can change the time. Maybe he made it 12 hours.
Yeah, okay. Before they would let me go before him in his courtroom, they made me take off my clothes and put on a jail uniform that said county jail that looked like it hadn't been washed in 6 months. Okay, I put this on. That wasn't bad enough. They put leg shackles. They put handcuffs. They put waist chains, chains from my legs to my waist, from my waist across my shoulders, and I can barely move. They take me to Jackson County Courthouse, and they parade me down the halls of the courthouse. Okay.
I tell you what, stay there. We got some other guests coming up, but I want you to stay with us if you got time. I know you're busy, working man. This gentleman was arrested for saving a homeless chicken. A SWAT team hit him hard for it. Stay there.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control, control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns on the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Sign in his yard. Our court system is a joke, and had the police come out and take his signs. He called the police. They said, "Oh yeah, we're coming to arrest you." They came and arrested him, and they said that one of them said they were ashamed of it, and they should be. That ain't enough being ashamed. It's even worse to know, with knowledge, know you're doing something wrong, that your guts tell you is bad. You ought to listen to those guts and to go ahead and do it. The police of the past just wouldn't do stuff like this, but now they do in America. Now they've shackled you all over your body, and I know you're a logging contractor and, I guess do a little farming and other stuff as well. You've got a lot of work to do, sir, and I know you've probably got to go here soon. How long can you stay with us?
Oh, just however long it takes.
Well, I've got somebody else coming up who got SWAT teamed over helping a sick chicken.
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding. I have the mainstream articles on this. Your case, by the way, has been in the TV station, the Huntsville Times, the Associated Press, and the Scottsboro Daily Sentinel, and a complaint has been filed, a grievance, the matter of Philip Dean, a citizen of Jackson County, Alabama, and the Honorable Wallace Harrelson, a circuit court judge in Jackson County, Alabama, and this has been filed by the chairman of Judicial Inquiry Commission, and been filed with them by Court Watchers Alliance, who interviewed you, and this is one of the worst cases that they've ever seen. I got to get them in contact with Kelly Rushing in Lyon County, Kentucky. Did you hear me tell that story of how he gave them a video of Ron Paul off
yes.
C-SPAN, and
uh-huh.
they arrested him? He's facing 2 years in prison?
Yes.
Does that surprise you?
No, it don't. With our judicial system, the way it is, they've probably got a god up there for a judge, too.
Man, I tell you, well, he told him in court, he said, you're not allowed to give anti-government videos to the police, and we'll decide what's anti-government.
Yeah. They make their laws, they go alone.
Well, they'd do good in China, wouldn't they?
Yes, they would. Judge Harrelson would do great.
Is it sad to you to see this happening to America?
Yes, it is, and it's even more sad to see what this judicial system has done to my family. They have destroyed my children's life.
Well, that's so you're all chained up now, and they bring you in before his lordship. Let's just call him his lordship.
Okay.
And so you're before this lord, and you're all shackled, but he's about to release you. I guess this was for intimidation, but why do you think they shackled you like this?
He asked me when I come into the courtroom before my attorney got in there if I was embarrassed. He looked at me and he said, "Mr. Dean, are you embarrassed?" I said, "Judge Harrelson, you can't embarrass me when it comes to my children. I'm going to do whatever is necessary to get my children out of the mess they're in."
And so he was there wanting to gloat over you.
Oh, yeah. So my attorney comes in, and she reads him the law where he has violated my constitutional rights to free speech. And he says, "In the eyes of the law, I may have violated his rights, but in my eyes, I haven't."
Oh, what an idiot. Is that recorded?
I'm sure it is.
Let me tell you something. You get the right lawyers, you're going to own that guy's house, his car, his jet ski.
And on top of that, after she reads him the law, he says, "Mr. Dean, I'm sorry, you're free to go." And he said, "Bailiff, take your signs back to him." But instead of them releasing me and taking the chains off of me, he told the bailiff to fold up the signs where people couldn't read them when he took them down the hallway of the courthouse. I said, "That's okay, Judge, because they've done been up in the yard 2 weeks before you took them. Everybody's already read them." And he says, "Mr. Dean," says, "I may have made a mistake on your children, but I've been praying about it."
Oh, yeah, right.
That's what he told me.
Uh-huh.
But instead of them releasing me and taking the shackles and the cuffs and everything off of me, they paraded me back down through the courthouse, out through the courthouse, back in the patrol car, back over to the jail where I had to stand over there approximately.
Well, let me tell you where the lawsuit is, sir. It's in the false arrest, an official oppression, and a civil rights violation.
Yeah.
You could end up owning the county. Tell you what, you just got to get the right lawyers. And I got to get the Court Watchers Alliance in contact with Kelly Rushing.
Yes.
And I'm embarrassed to say it, Kelly. I've got your brother's number and your cousin's number, but I lost yours. Kelly needs to call me. Third hour coming up. Stay there, Mr. Dean.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Philip Dean of Jackson County, Alabama, went before this Harrelson, this I wouldn't even call him a judge, this creature. You know, in all these chains, and he finally said, "Okay, release him. I may have violated your rights." Wow, that's an admission right there. Now he's really caught. You've got to get that court record, and you've got witnesses as well. But here in Austin, let me tell you how this would have went down if you ran to the wrong cops. You said the police that came and arrested you, one of them said that we're ashamed of this. You know, we know this is wrong. In Austin, they have selected goons that would have come, beat you up, then claim that you had assaulted them. And so they would have charged you with that instead and then taken down the signs. They're a little bit more sophisticated.
Yeah.
In your area, they're just so used to being God that they think that they can act like this. But you really need to pursue this. We see these cases now all over the country. It's very, very, very scary to have this happening. I wanted to take a few calls. Then we've got this guest coming up who helped a sick chicken. It was a homeless chicken on the side of the road, and so the SWAT team raided his house. I have that out of the mainstream news, the Mail Tribune out of Oregon, and I want you guys to be able to talk on air and want you to hear this story. Right now, though, let's go to John in Ohio. John, go ahead.
Yeah, I called about your discussion about Iraq that is related to this and the flushing down the toilet of freedom of speech and press, not only in this country but in Iraq. I was reading just before these uprisings against the shutting of the paper that is run by this al-Sadr militant cleric on the ZMAG.org website. Some of the independent reporters are carried there, unlike these others who are really stooges for the Pentagon Press Information
John,
Center.
John, we asked the callers if you wanted to talk to our guests. Now, you need to address something to our guests.
No, I said I want to make a comment, and the point I wanted to make is this kind of infringement of civil liberties is going on first not only in our country but against Iraq, and this particular cleric is not mentioned in the corporate media that simply covers the Pentagon lines.
I hear you. Thanks for the call, and it is true. You know, I wish we had Operation American Freedom instead of Operation Iraqi Freedom. Because we need our freedoms here, and we're becoming more like China, and China's using our rulings to legitimize what they're doing. Any comments to that, Mr. Dean?
Yes, I think Mr. Harrelson would make a good judge for that part of the country.
Yeah, he'd do nicely over in Iraq. Let's go ahead and talk to Leslie in Virginia. Leslie, go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Dean. Monetary damages are one thing. I hope you awarded a massive amount. But most importantly, I want to see this judge impeached.
I do, too.
And I want the people of Alabama to take issue with this.
Well, Bush is trying to give a federal judgeship to the attorney general that stabbed Judge Roy Moore in the back, so we'll probably see this judge as Supreme Court justice.
Well, Alex, that's William Pryor, and as you know, he's a former Arkansas attorney general. But you probably know this, Alex. House Resolution 3077, which was passed October 21 by a voice vote, says on this tribune, if you criticize Israel, that this tribunal will make that determination, and they will have the right to restrict funding to that university or college campus.
Yeah, I hear you. Thanks for the call. All over the place, our First Amendment is being destroyed, Phil.
That's right.
Well, then what are our troops fighting for? I mean, they say the terrorists attacked us to get our freedoms, then why are they giving the terrorists what they want? Why are they killing our freedoms?
That's my question. Why are we over there fighting when we have Saddam Hussein right here, which is Judge Harrelson?
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Stay there, sir. I want to keep you for another segment. I want you to be able to talk to these poor folks who got raided by a bunch of armed police over a disabled sick chicken that they took care of on the side of the road by a grocery store that no one owned, but didn't matter. He didn't lick the boots properly of the police, so he's in trouble. Meanwhile, the border's wide open. Meanwhile, the government's kidnapping people's children, doing guinea pig testing on them. Got that mainstream news today. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We ripped the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Now, my friends, I see these type of articles every couple days. I don't even cover them on the air, because there's so many of them. But today we've been detailing some examples of it. Oza Motley, the Grammy Award-winning conga band, whatever you want to call it, kind of Caribbean music, never been in trouble. The police assault them outside a club, claiming the crowd was too big, and then charged them with assault. Our guest, Philip Dean, put a sign in his yard, "Our court system is a joke." The judge had the police take it, then arrest him. He's on with us. And then this story I heard about Friday, and I believed it, but I had to find the article myself, out of the Mail Tribune out of Oregon. And it says, it's off to jail for chicken rescuer. Williams' man thought he had been abandoned. Little did he know that she was a town celebrity in Murphy. And we've got our next guest here on the line, Nick Gombos, and his wife, Kathy Dean. No relation to Mr. Dean in Alabama. Now we're going to the other side of the country, to the West Coast. And in a nutshell, it's a long article, and I've got several other articles here on it. You get a different story when you read the different articles together. He goes there. There's this sick, shivering chicken out by the side of the highway in front of the grocery store, sitting there in a magazine rack. Where he was going to get his thrifty nickel. And he goes in and says, "I'm going to take this chicken." They say, "Sure." Then he calls him and says, "Hey, I'm taking care of the chicken. The chicken's doing well." They say, and then all of a sudden the police come out and say, "Give us the chicken, let us in." He said, "No, bring a warrant. This was America." He's a Vietnam veteran. He has diabetes and stuff from Agent Orange. And his wife's joining us because sometimes he has a problem with his short-term memory, she was saying. And the next he knows, a bunch of vehicles show up with armed police. They come in, grab him, drag him out in his underwear, and rough him up, and he's facing a bunch of charges. Now, they couldn't charge him with stealing a chicken, so what they do is then they claim that he didn't follow their orders, that he obstructed an officer, a failure to follow an officer's order, because he didn't let him in without a warrant. See, that's how it works now, and they got a Supreme Court ruling on last Monday. 7 days ago, the Supreme Court ruled in a Nevada case of an old rancher on the side of the highway at his own fence, mending a fence. The police officer pulls up and says, "Answer my questions. Give me your ID." And he says, "Son, don't be rude to me. I don't have to answer your questions. I don't have to." Well, so now you got to have your national ID card, you see. And he was charged and convicted of obstructing justice and resisting, which would be assault. And he got convicted of that. They admit he didn't touch him. And this was in the Las Vegas Review Journal, folks, in a headline, "The Road to the Police State." He didn't touch him, but it's now resisting to not answer their questions. And so that's the same thing now that Nick Gombos is facing. You can read this article out of the Mail Tribune at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as well. So let's bring, well, number one, before we bring up Nick Gombos and his wife, Ms. Dean, I want to go back to Philip Dean with the separate case of the sign in the yard. Philip, you just heard this story.
Yeah.
What do you think of it?
Well, it's not surprising. That's why I say we're overseas fighting a war when we got the same thing going on right here. Our judicial system has gone to the dogs.
By the way, the police were so mad that he wouldn't let him in without a warrant. And by the way, he said, yeah, the chicken's here. Come back with a warrant. Come back with some kind of order. I'm an American. And then they admit he wasn't even rude. And then they come back and grab him and slam him around and drag him out in his underwear.
That falls back to the want to teach you a lesson part.
And the judge, by the way, in your case, told everybody he wants to teach him a lesson. Let's bring up Catherine Dean and her husband, Nick. Catherine, Nick, good to have you on the show.
Thank you very much.
Alex, everything you said is the absolute truth, with the exception that the store was closed. There wasn't anyone around when Nick picked the chicken up. It was 10 o'clock at night.
Okay, I got three different articles here,
and
I know the news gets stuff wrong a lot, so I'm trying to go off the newspaper. My wife talked to you, setting up for the show early this morning, but explain to me then what happened.
Okay, Nick was coming home from Grants Pass approximately 10 o'clock at night. He stopped and, as you said, picked up his weekly nickel at Ray's Market, and he saw a chicken underneath some magazines. And he also saw a box. And his first response to that was, well, someone left a chicken in her hens and her chick, and people picked up the baby chicks and left the hen. Okay, that was what he first thought. So he looked around to see if there were any baby chicks around, and he didn't find any. So he put the hen in the box and brought it home. There was no one around to ask if the chicken belonged to anybody. Everything was closed up.
Okay, I'm trying to dig out the quote out of one of these stories. It says that your husband did, though, at some time talk to employees, and they said it was fine.
I phoned the following morning after finding out from a neighbor that this chicken looked similar to one she had seen down at Ray's Market. So I immediately phoned the market and said that we had the chicken, okay? And the lady or the gentleman that I talked to, it was a long conversation, but the final point of it was, we should bring the box back. We can go ahead and keep the chicken. This chicken was not a town celebrity, as it's been reported. The chicken had only been there for 3 weeks, and no one owns it, and no one even knows where it's
from. Now, that's the funny thing. In one article, they say it's a celebrity, and they owned it. In the other articles, they say it's not owned, and it's been there for, okay.
Yeah, it's definitely not owned. It had only shown up approximately 3 weeks ago.
Okay, well, accelerate through this for us, the train of events.
Okay. We have the chicken for 5 days. Okay, and everything was fine. So the market said keep the chicken, absolutely no problems. We bought two more chickens to keep the company, and all of a sudden the lady phoned me up and threatened me with bodily harm. She said that she and a group of people were going to come over and not only get Nick and I, but they were also going to grab the chicken, okay? So I phoned our local sheriff's department here in Josephine County and requested to file a complaint. They said Oregon has a new two-time complaint law, and the first one doesn't count. Okay? You can tell someone. Now this, I know this is hard to believe, and I know it's hard for your listeners to believe this.
No, it's not. Listen, the police will not allow you to file complaints if they want to.
Okay. So anyway, Deputy Sheriff Matt Fripp, P-R-I-P-P, of the Josephine County Sheriff's Department told my husband and I that we have a two-time threat law. You can tell someone, you can kill them the first time, and they won't get in trouble, as this lady had did to me. Okay, and you don't get in trouble, but the second time you do it, you can get your hands slapped.
And by the way, when I had a stalker threatening to kill me and my family, I reported it four separate times, filled out reports twice. They would do nothing for me because they don't like me.
Oh, right, of course, of course. It's all politics. We know that. So anyway, Instead, Deputy Tripp came back and said that my husband was going to be arrested on felony chicken charges. Felony. Not misdemeanor. Felony chicken theft arrest.
Felony's, $2,000 in Texas. What is it there? I didn't know this chicken was worth thousands of dollars.
No, of course not. It's not. No, it wasn't. He outright lied to us.
By the way, possession's 9/10 of the law.
Well, we're going to get her back, I think, eventually when this is done with. Yeah. So anyway, to make a rather long story short, within 2 days, from the 22nd of last month to the 24th of last month, the police department, the sheriff's department, the DA, and our one and only judge decided that Nick was a chicken thief, okay, that he had broken the law, that he had gone into Ray's Market and stolen a chicken, even though Ray's Market declined to press charges. There are no charges pressed against Nick. There are no complainants, okay, except
who's the individual that threatened you?
Her name is Connie.
Well, we don't have to give her last name. My point is, I just want to know.
Connie Young.
Yeah, and what is her relationship to the chicken?
Well, at first she said she owned it, but now she says she doesn't own it. The chicken is unowned. It's a free-range chicken that just showed up out of the blue. God dropped it from the sky.
Hey, I live in a middle-class neighborhood, and we had wild turkeys running around 2 days ago and chickens a week ago, so I don't know what's going on.
Anyway, God dropped this chicken from the sky just for Nick to rescue it.
So far, I want to get Philip Dean, no relation to you, he's in Alabama, being arrested for a sign saying our court system's a joke.
Mm-hmm.
But Phil, what do you think of this so far?
Well, I'm just sitting here thinking, the sheriff stole my signs and it was okay, but this guy gets arrested for stealing a chicken. The law doesn't apply to everyone, does it?
No, it doesn't.
No. No, it definitely doesn't.
Now, they came out to the house and they said, what did they say to you when they came to the door?
On the 24th, they came to the gate and wanted entrance. And we, Nick and I both told them no because they didn't have a warrant. They didn't have a citation for Nick's arrest. They didn't have anything. Nick stated to them if he could show them a bill of sale for the chicken, they could have the chicken. I was also under instructions from the local SPCA to keep the chicken until they finished serving papers on Ray's Market because it's against the law for a market to have chicken poop in front of its doors and have people walking in and out of the grocery store with chicken poop on their feet.
Yeah, it's unsanitary. Okay.
You can't
have a barnyard in a place of trail of food.
Right. So the local SPCA was involved in this, and they were writing up papers against
Ray's Market. Because he didn't give up his rights, they came back and later charged him with that.
No. There are no charges against Nick. So anyway, the conversation.
Well, the newspaper was saying they're going to charge him, so they dropped those.
Hang on.
Stay there. We got a break. Everybody stay there.
Okay.
Our guest from Alabama, stay there. Our guest from Oregon, stay there. We'll come back and go through the rest of this. Then we'll let our guests go, and then we'll open the phones up and cover a bunch of other news. Stay with us. The final segment coming up. We'll get to the end of the story. And we're thanking Stan now. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
urgent message. Effective April 14, 2004, heavy fines and penalties will be imposed for all persons and entities who are not in compliance with HIPAA. HIPAA is a federal law designed to protect all patients' private health information. It impacts over 30 million health professionals, but will also impact professionals outside of the medical field. This year, Health and Human Services has developed a program to reward those who report violators of HIPAA. There are thousands of violations currently, and the numbers are growing. Who needs to be HIPAA compliant and certified? The solution lies with a cutting-edge company that is redefining HIPAA training. Come see why this company is becoming the industry's leader in HIPAA education. Visit us at yourhipaacert.com or call us at 720-312-0709. Again, that's yourhipaacert.com or call us at 720-312-0709. Act now before action is taken against you. Don't think it affects you. If your company provides insurance through its employees, it does. Call today, 720-312-0709.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Folks, the future of gardening is upon us, and whether you grow for fun, food, or profit, you'll discover great new ways to reap more rewards from everything you grow at FutureGarden.com. Want a jump start on spring? Bring the power of the summer sun indoors and get your favorite seedlings off to a healthy start with a high-intensity grow light from FutureGarden.com. When the outdoor season winds down, put your high-intensity grow light back to work to serve up fresh-grown produce or prize-winning orchids in the dead of winter. Short on time or space? Now you can grow twice as much in half the space without mess or back-breaking work. Think smart garden. These ingenious planters automatically feed and water your favorite plants from a central reservoir so you can set up an entire carefree garden in an afternoon and enjoy the highest level of quality produce that hydroponics delivers both indoors and out. At FutureGarden.com, you'll find great items and more to make your garden grow like never before. Visit FutureGarden.com today to shop or request a free catalog or call toll-free 888-338-3305. That's 888-338-3305. Phone lines open Monday through Friday only.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're back live, and we've got the man on the line who put a sign in his yard saying our court system's a joke, who was arrested and held for 26 hours, shackled and chained all over his body. The judge says, I'm teaching you a lesson not to put signs in your yard criticizing me or the government. And then we've got folks from the West Coast in Oregon who pick up this homeless chicken, which the grocery store now admits, and that's good of them. I guess it's their fault for calling the grocery store to say, hey, we took that homeless chicken. But the police, to show the craziness, they came out there, SWAT team raid. Let's go to what happened that night. And I'm probably going to have to hold you and Phil and everybody else, Nick, a little bit into the next segment because we're running out of time here and there's a lot to cover. And anytime you want to pop in, Phil, with your comments, please do, because okay. We're all connected. This affects all of us, and you've been under similar bizarre treatment by these people. And pop in anytime, Nick Gombos. You're there that night, Nick, Kathy. What happened when the SWAT team arrived?
Okay, I received a phone call at about 1:15, and it was from Deputy Tripp, saying, let me speak to Nick. Well, Nick was sound asleep. He mentioned nothing about a search warrant, nothing. He said, let me speak to Nick. And I said, no. I looked outside, and I didn't know there were four police cars out there. I only saw the light from one. Our home is about 200 feet from our front gate. And I said, no, please give me a message, and I'll have him return it in the morning. Well, this went on and on, back and forth, and at last I hung up on him. Okay, the phone rang again, and this time it woke Nick up. Well, Nick looked outside, and all he saw were searchlights all over our property. The men had jumped our fence. There was never a mention of a search warrant. The men had jumped our fence, okay, and the deputies were swarming our property, and they literally had SWAT team-type clothes on, okay? The full...
Was it camo or black?
Armored vest, black, whole bit, boots and all.
Were they wearing black ski masks?
I didn't see, okay? It's like a nightmare to me.
Okay, so what happened
Nick,
next?
Nick looked out the window. He did not know that I had talked to one of the deputies. Nick looked out the window, and all he saw was flashlights, and he immediately ran to the closest door, which is my office door, and stepped outside and said, "What is going on here?" Okay, had Nick stepped outside with his gun, he would be dead today.
Got Nick, what happened next?
Well, what happened next is when I stepped outside and said, "What's going on here?" Immediately, four cops came in on me, and the supervisor in charge said, "Handcuff him." After that, I asked him immediately, I said, "Please give me my shoes and clothes. I'm not naked. I don't have any clothes on. I'm a diabetic. I can cut up very easily." I said, "Please release the handcuffs a little bit. You've got them way too tight. They're starting to numb my fingers." I said, "You don't understand what would happen to me in the long term." Okay, well, after
your
about,
hands
I don't
would
know,
fall
five,
off.
Pardon me?
Your hands would fall off.
Well, they don't fall off, but yeah, after long term, it affects the nerve system as a diabetic.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway.
Well, yeah, they'll die. You'll lose circulation. Your hands.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So anyway, they start hauling me down the driveway, which is about 200 feet. They wouldn't give me any clothes.
Now, let's explain that later they said, because they couldn't get you for the chicken, they said, "We're going to go after you for getting in the way of an officer's activity," or
yeah, what was the term? With an officer's activity. Yeah, no, interfering with an officer's...
So by asking who they are now they're there, now that's the charge, because they couldn't charge you for the chicken.
Right.
Well, they wouldn't tell me what the charge was.
But later they did.
But it's still... Yeah, I'm sorry, Nick. Go ahead.
Okay, anyway, they proceeded to drag me down the driveway, one on each arm, and I asked them again. I said, "Guys," I said, "I can't walk down this driveway, et cetera, et cetera. I need clothes and shoes," and what they said to me is, they said, "Your wife will not give you any clothes." And I said, "Oh, you've got to be kidding me." So anyway, we get to the front gate, and the supervisor asked me for the combination, and out of fear, I'm not going to give him the combination because I'm worried they're going to go back in and try and hurt my wife. And he says, "Okay, then." He grabs our gate. We have a big wrought iron steel gate. He grabs it. I mean, he went into a rage. This is the supervisor, and I forgot his name. And tried to rip this thing off the hinges, and he got it broken open enough where he, and then all of a sudden I was just shoved through there, and I think that's where I got all cut up and all that kind of good stuff, and then they just shoved me
well,
in the car.
Well, that's the thing, they go into these psychotic rages at the drop of a hat, so he was just like, rah, grabbing.
Absolutely, absolutely, and that's what he did. He just went into a rage, it was unbelievable. I couldn't believe that he was.
Let me get a comment, because we'll do a few more minutes on the other side. Phil?
Sounds like Jackson County police to me.
We are in Jackson County.
Josephine County.
I mean Josephine County.
What do you think of Mr. Dean's case?
Oh, are you talking to us?
Yes,
that's absolutely ridiculous.
Tell you what, we'll break. We're all going to break. We'll be right back in a few more minutes on the other side. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can, too, with the help of the ARC Institute's brand-new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the Ark Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit ArkInstitute.com today.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
New Avacor makes your hair visibly thicker and fuller with the very first application. Call 800-397-7234. 800-397-7234. Avacor is proven to stop hair loss and regrow hair. We're so sure Avacor will work for you, there's up to a full one-year guarantee. Call today.
800-397-7234. That's 800-397-7234.
Regrow your hair with Avacor.
Call 800-397-7234.
Order Avacor today.
Government is supposed to serve the people. The Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the state constitutions are there to defend us from government getting out of control. But government thinks that it's now our master, our rulers, our owners. And when they abuse us, when they do bad things, used to they just beat you up. Now they go ahead and charge you on top of it. I was asking you, Kathy Dean, no relation again to our guest, Philip Dean from Alabama. I was asking you what you think of Philip Dean's case where he put a sign in his yard saying our court system's a joke, so they stole his signs and arrested him. And the judge said to teach him a lesson not to talk bad about the government. What do you think of that?
Absolutely outrageous. It's another thing that had this not happened to us and had I not seen it in person and gone through the shock of it all, it's the type of thing that you think can't happen to you, okay? It's outrageous.
Let me get a comment from your husband. Nick, what do you think of this?
I think it's outrageous also in that everyone has the right to free speech in any manner, shape, or form. He did what he felt was right. He was abused, and this is what we're all going through now, and it's not just a few thousand of us. If it's hundreds of thousands of people, I'm sure it's happened to, and it has to stop. And I applaud you, Mr. Dean, for doing something like that. And we are going to continue our battle also and try and resolve our issues with the abuse that we're all being treated by.
So they drug you through this wrought iron gate. How bad were the injuries?
Can I interject something
yes,
right now? I'm trying to upload to your producer all of the pictures, and my satellite isn't cooperating at the moment.
Your satellite?
We're hooked to satellite because we're out in the boonies, kind of. Okay, so we're on satellite transmissions.
Wow, that's a nice internet connection.
For computers. Yeah, it is for download, but not for upload.
Well,
so
we'll get it. We'll put them up to there tomorrow.
Yeah.
Let me get a comment, some more comments from Philip Dean, who put the sign up in Alabama. Philip, what do you think?
Well, I think the system is, it's not what's right or wrong anymore here in Alabama. It's a money system. I mean, you go hire a lawyer, they're not there to help you. They're there to take your money. The court system wants to keep you hooked. They've kept me hooked for the last 7 years since my divorce. They have drained me of every penny that I had saved, my life savings.
I'm so sorry.
That's what they do. They keep you hooked. The judge tells you when you go to talk to the judge, oh, you need a lawyer. Oh, you need a lawyer. Mm-hmm. It's the funny thing that I had the best attorney in Scotchburg when I went to court this last time in June the 23rd, but she shows up without an attorney and wins the case when I have the best attorney in Scotchburg.
And then you put a sign up criticizing it and you get arrested. I've got a few final calls here for you, but I want to finish up the story.
Well,
so
I,
they drag you through the gate and you're bleeding. How bad were those cuts?
May I interject here?
Sure, go ahead.
Well, once we get them to you, or people can go on my website at www.KathyLynnDean, KathyLynnDean .com.
Oh, I didn't know you had a website. We'll put a link to it.
Yeah, yeah. They can see the damage.
Well, you don't need to send us the photos
that
are on the website.
I do, because my website isn't as good as yours.
We're just, if we have permission, we'll just grab them and put them on ours.
Well, I'm going to still send you the picture.
Did you see, say Kathy Lynn Dean?
Kathy Lynn Dean, KathyLynnDean, D as in David, EAN.
Okay, KathyLynnDean.com. We'll get a link to it.
But
I want to finish up the story because we're running out of time here.
Okay, can I quickly say it then? Because Nick tends to be a little bit more long winded than I do. He went for 1 hour without any clothing or any blankets. They literally tossed him in the police car. When he got to the station or to the jailhouse, an officer said, do you have any needles, knives, weapons on you? Well, Nick was in his tight red skivvies, okay, his Speedos, okay, and he says, does it look like I have any weapons on me? They said, okay, play game, slammed the door shut on him and left him in there for about 10 minutes, and then they at last opened the door and let him out. They paraded him through the jail naked, barefoot and in his skivvies, okay, and put him in a cell, where he was there for half an hour, still naked, before they ever gave him clothes.
Let me go to Nick here. Nick, what happened to you in the jail?
Basically, what Kathy said, they put me in the one cell for about a half hour, left me unclothed, and then a man came in, gave me some clothes, told me to strip down, and they brought me out and put me in another cell. I just laid down over there, and then about an hour and a half later, another guy came in and said, would you like a blanket? And I said, please. After
that
night,
when did they tell you were being charged? And I guess they dropped that.
When did they tell you
were being charged with disrupting a police officer's godhood?
When I was being booted out of the jail.
Yeah.
So where is that charge now?
It still sits. He interfered with a police officer, and they are also charging him with chicken theft.
They're still charging me with
both. So earlier I was saying, what are the charges, and you weren't clear. So, okay. Now I understand. Let's take a few calls. Let's go ahead. But before we see the photos, can you just tell me how bad the cuts were?
His feet were cut up, and both the right and the left sides of his body were cut up pretty bad. And we think it was, we know it was either due when they had him pinned up against our oak tree or when they were pushing him through the gate. He also had a lot of knees. Scrapes and scratches and open wounds.
So they drug him around for that. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to John, Ethan, and Lisa. That's all I've got time for. John in Texas, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing? Didn't really have a comment for your guest other than no wonder the people in Iraq don't want the American style of government. I'm not quite sure if this is the right time to talk to you about this, but you know how the New World Order is always hiding things in plain view? Alex?
Yes.
Wife and I watched the movie Willard last night, and at the very last scene, the main character gets thrown into an insane asylum. The number on his cell door, 3-911. In other words, September 11th and March 11th.
Yeah, the globalists love to do that. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Ethan in Kentucky. Ethan, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I feel so overwhelmed, like I'm engulfed, drowning in this toxic, poisonous undertow of authoritarian tyranny. The meager rations of freedom that are left from the skeletons of liver are being picked clean by this two-headed, ravenous vulture of totalitarianism. What happened to Philip Dean has put me in tears. Like that other guy in Kentucky who was arrested for the Ron Paul video. You know, people are so conditioned to obey and locked in the mindless group think that a lot of people don't care about this. This stuff should be like first page news on every, you know, major network. But you don't hear anything about it. This is the only place I hear anything like this. And I just, this change of oppression or dominating and snapping, you know, this is what I have to say to the people who are giving you death threats that you were saying. It just shows how insecure they are, that how they, the overzealous overkill that the police demonstrate now. You know, they'll have a whole lady.
I hear you, Ethan. Thanks for the call. Closing comments from Philip Dean, who put the sign up in Alabama and who was arrested. What are you going to do? Are you going to sue this judge, or where is all this going? And then secondarily, what has the response been in the community?
Well, we are going to sue the judge. We're working on filing the civil case for the judge, the sheriff's department, the two deputies that stole my sign, along with the county and the county commission. And we do plan on suing, and we will be having this in the paper in the future.
Wonderful.
What are locals saying about it?
Well, the first day that this came out in the paper, you have to understand, I tried to get several news reporters to report this, and every time they went to Judge Harrelson, he locked the file in his desk and threatened to put them in jail, and it scared them all away.
Oh, so this, more freedom.
Yes, this man, David Brewer, was the first man. It was man enough to stand up and print the story, and I'm proud of him. But anyway, when he printed the story, probably the first day, I probably received 140 calls. And I'm not alone. In the state of Alabama, you would not believe the people that has called me and told me their stories where the judge has violated their rights in the same way. This man has been on bench for over 9 years, and he was not elected. He was appointed when another judge left. Nobody has ever voted for him, and he has sat here in this office. He also told my lawyer that I was the first man in 9 years that had ever stood up to him like this.
Mm. Are we men or are we mice? I want to thank you for coming on the show, Philip Dean, and you've got my number. As this develops, can we have you back on once you sue this creature?
Yes, sir, anytime.
All right, God bless you, my friend.
Good luck.
Thank you, Dean.
Take care. You guys, do you have any final comments?
We have an excellent lawyer. I believe he's the only lawyer that has succeeded in prosecuting any cases in Josephine and Jackson County, this area of Oregon. We're going after them. That's all I can say. What they did is totally illegal. They didn't manage, what the odds are of a sheriff's department doing everything wrong. I don't know what those odds are.
And now they're trying to put your husband in jail. Nick, how much time are you facing in jail?
Can I say one thing?
Sure.
I'm sorry, what
I would like to say real quick is that I never thought that this would happen to me in my lifetime, and I want all you people that are listening out there, don't think that it will never happen to you, because someday something will happen. Be very careful.
Yeah, and right now we're watching our back. Cars are driving slowly by the front. I want to add one quick thing. When this all was going on, I phoned the state police, okay? I was so frightened. I wanted help, and this is all on record, okay? The state police officer said, listen, lady, he said, nobody gets arrested for chicken theft. He said, you better find out what your husband is really into. It's probably drugs, and hung up on me.
Yeah, we're all bad. The government can do no wrong.
Uh-huh.
I need to ask a question here. Nick, how much jail time are you facing with these charges?
There probably won't be any jail time at all.
Well, you already... Yeah, we don't know. This hasn't even gone to arraignment.
But you need to look up in the state code. I would imagine that they'll throw the book at you. I would imagine it's 6 months to a year in jail for what was the exact charge?
Well, I can read them to you right here. Okay, the exact charges are count one, interfering with a police officer. Count two is theft in the third degree.
Okay, on your own property, asking what's going on here, and being drug around till you're bloody, that is a crime against them. This is par for the course. It's happening every millisecond in this country. Both of you, I appreciate you coming on the show, and you've got my number. We'll post your photos on the website at Infowars.com. Nick Gombos, and, of course, Kathy Dean, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you, sir.
So much.
God bless.
You too. God bless you.
And thanks for your service to our country, Nick. Take care. There goes Nick. They admit, the Vietnam veteran, highly decorated, no criminal record, diabetic, thought he was helping a chicken, and may spend a lot of time in jail now. And same thing with Philip Dean. Just did absolutely nothing. The judge said, I'm going to teach you a lesson, told the local newspaper. You don't. We can't allow people to talk about the government. We just can't allow it around here. And, folks, I'm not scouring around looking for these stories. I mean, with the Kelly Rushing story out of Lyon County, Kentucky, I haven't even stayed on top of that. I don't even know what's happened with that for giving him a Ron Paul video. Well, that's a congressman in the floor of the House talking about freedom. That's a threat to us. Arrest him. Do you understand this is China? China arrests popular Tibetan musicians. They claim their music has codes in it, code words criticizing the government. Are these judges, are these police, are kings, are rulers, are owners, are masters? It's so horrible to see this happening. And to see 10, and they're saying maybe more, U.S. troops, there's other dead troops from other countries, and all the stuff happening in Iraq. I have an article here out of England reporting on what came out a month ago in New York, where they're grabbing people's children and testing vaccines and drugs on them, toxic drugs on them. That's what the government's doing. I mean, these are the real news articles. This is the real stuff that's going on. Then there's this article out of the Edmund Journal out of Canada. White House attack was staged by U.S. to trick Canada into war. And they go through the evidence of the U.S. attacking the White House to blame it on Japan or Germany. And that was the pretext to get them into the war. There's that article. Just another example of it. France sought secret UN deal. And, of course, it's coming out that Tony Blair and others, days after 9/11, got a call from Bush they were going to attack Iraq and knew Iraq wasn't involved. I mean, this is the type of stuff. You know, here's that article out of the London Observer. Young children and babies used as lab rats in drug trials. And some of them are dying, people. I have stacks of it. ID cards compulsory by 2008. London Independent. The government's going to make everybody take an ID card. We already have it. You already have to have your state driver's license or ID card to walk the streets, to leave your home. If you don't answer their questions, the Supreme Court has said that's assault on an officer. It's resisting, which is the assault law, but they go ahead and charge you with it. This old World War II ranchers don't grovel, don't lick boots properly. This is the new thing. They beat you up, you get charged. Bush given warnings months before 9/11. The London Evening Standard, the White House was warned months before September 11th that Al-Qaeda was planning to crash aircraft into skyscrapers. A whistleblower revealed today. It was also in the Associated Press over the weekend. We told you this weeks ago. This is one of the latest whistleblowers, and she was threatened with arrest or offered a bigger job. She gave a press conference. You found that out here. Tom Flacco recorded it. But the news, of course, doesn't get into that. They just talk about how she was ordered to change the transcripts. It says the potential hammer blow to President Bush's credibility. No, because no one will learn about it. Former FBI translator Sybil Edmonds, a senior U.S. official, had told an outrageous lie when they claimed they had no prior knowledge. Ms. Edmonds, an American working on wiretaps, was told a special investigation in 9/11. There was information in the spring and summer of 2001 that such an attack was being planned on American cities. And it goes, there were information, time frame, methods, aircraft, all of it, to fly planes into buildings, major skyscrapers. But they say they never heard that. You see, and then they told her to alter the documents. And see, the average person will never hear about this. You're starting to get the picture here of just how serious all of this has gotten? Are you starting to figure out how pathetic things are? We'll come back and hit a bunch of other final news stories. Telemarketing jobs go to jail. Oh, rather than sending jobs to India or China, telemarketing firms are increasingly finding hired help in prisons. You see, you're not just competing against Mexico or India or China, but against the millions of people in private prisons. Make them criminals work. For 20 cents an hour, they take your job, fool.